I'm Martin Warwick. I'm Usdaw's Lifelong Learning Project Worker for the North East Division.
Martin, tell me a bit about the job of a Union Learning Rep.
Union Learning Rep's role is to promote lifelong learning in a workplace. They're there to support the members in their store, in their factory, in their distribution centre, to encourage them to take up learning opportunities, to find out what they want to learn, to liaise with providers, to liaise with the company, to set those courses up, and then encourage people to come forward and join those courses.
So if a current member thought, yep, that's for me, how would they then go about becoming one?
It's exactly the same as a shop steward or a health and safety rep. They go through an election process, so they would need to be nominated and seconded by one of the other union members on site. Once that's done, we give them training, so they get 5 days training in line with the other reps, and they learn all about the role and what it entails, and how to link in with campaigns such as National Numeracy Challenge or the Reading Ahead, various other schemes that are available. A starting point might be to do a survey with the staff to find out what staff are interested in learning, and then work with myself to link up with providers to bring that provision onto site and encourage staff onto the courses.
So what sort of skills would an Usdaw member have to then become a lifelong learning rep?
Learning reps tend to be the type of people in your workplace who are approachable. They tend to be able to engage with colleagues and the staff. They'll be friendly, lots of empathy with their friends and colleagues around the learning agenda and how to access and some of the issues that people might be facing, particularly, you know, barriers around maths and English and the stigma that can be attached to it. They need to be committed. It's a lot of hard work. You always end up doing lots of research in your own time. They need to be organised and kind of able to plan to get things moving, brought into the workplace, or working with providers, working with the company. It's a challenging role. Very rewarding when you're helping your friends and your colleagues and you know, making a difference at work, and also making a difference with people's home lives as well. A useful skill set for the union learning rep is prior experience of learning. So if they've been a learner themselves, particularly if they've come through a workplace learning scheme, that's always useful to kind of sell the benefits then to their friends and colleagues. If somebody can lead by example because they've done it themselves, it's really easy for a colleague to look at you and say, well, if Bob can do it, you know, I can do it as well.
And yet, do you find that progression between learner and learning rep does happen a lot?
Yeah, we get lots of people who see the benefits of lifelong learning and learning in a classroom, and then decide that they want to go on and they want to take that a bit further and help their colleagues, and so they become learning reps, and then they are the ones who are leading the agenda, and they're ones who are implementing courses for the friends and colleagues to access.
Martin, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.